it's nice to dress up and to just sort of like really put on a show. If you're going to do it, do it.
The New York City band The Lisps describe themselves as a co-ed assembly of 21st century theater-prone indie rockers. So it makes sense that their live shows would incorporate costumes and acrobatics, and that their new album, Are We at the Movies, would have a bit of a vaudeville feel to it. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey there, I'm Alisa Ali. The Lisps are not your average indie rock band from Brooklyn. After releasing their first full-length album, they decided to take some time off and write a musical. But once you get to know the band, though, that actually seems like a logical next step for them, since vocalist Sammy Tunis comes from a theater background, percussionist Eric Farber comes from a burlesque background, and frontman Cesar Alvarez comes from an experimental music background. And of course, all of these influences are blended together to form the unique style and sound of the band. The Lisps are now on their third full-length album, Are We at the Movies, and join the alternate sides Russ Boris and Studio A to perform a few songs from the new album and talk about some of the more unusual instruments they play, like a filing cabinet.
Now, where does the filing cabinet come into play? Like, did you just randomly do it one day and decide you liked the sound?
Eric and I were up in Yonkers where we were recording overdubs for our last album, Country Doctor Museum, and we were looking around in my parents' basement for old, junky things to bang on. We found a cabinet, and we loved it on the recording, and we were banging it with monkey wrenches. And eventually it made its way to rehearsal. Eric was not feeling it as part of his drum set, so we just gave it to Sammy, and it became instantly part of our kind of sound and our approach.
Yeah. I just fell in love with it. I mean, there's something about hitting something hard with a stick that is very primal. It just makes you feel incredibly powerful.
Gets out a little aggression, I'd imagine.
It sure does.
Our dream house got built, but then it fell right back down, like the property taxes in a factory town. I don't know what's been said, but I saw what was done. Don't burn down the barn before the barn rains and sun. Scratch off and prayed it would win, 'cause you'd keep me around if the money rolled in. I thought that I'd won, but then I reread the rules. I needed four fours, but I had only gotten two twos.
Cesar, can you talk about this futurity thing a little bit more?
Ever since we started as a band, people would see our shows and say, you should write a musical. And I was sort of ignorant about a lot of musical theater, but then one day I just kind of decided that would be really hilarious if we actually did write a musical. It's a Civil War science fiction musical about a Civil War soldier who's trying to invent a steam-powered artificial intelligence that will essentially solve all of humanity's problems, including ending war for all time. And
That old story.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah. And we started doing it in little ramshackle workshop productions, and eventually directors and producers started getting interested, and now we have our world premiere set up for American Repertory Theater in 2012 up in Cambridge, which is really exciting. We're going to do 27 shows of it about, and then head to Walker Center in Minneapolis. So we're going from kind of like standard Brooklyn indie band to being on a really big stage doing a musical, which is really exciting.
Are we at the movies? Yes, 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 yes. I can feel it. I can feel it. Are we in indecision?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, I can feel it. I can feel it. But do we have a reason? Yes, yes, yes. There's a candle that I lit for you. It's burning the paper and running out of air.
In the gas station microwave, there's a meal that I cooked for you. It seems like it's the best that I can do.
From the top of the bell tower, oh, that's where I threw for you every last thing that I own.
live music from The Lisps and the title track from their new album, Are We at the Movies? Today's Take 5 was produced by me, Elisa Ali. Hear more artists like this at thealternateside.org.